It's time for the Fantasy Football Guys with off-season updates and next season guesses. Here they are, Lyle Conkeel and Kevin Moore, the Fantasy Football Guys.
Yep, that's right. We're the Fantasy Football Guys. Kevin?
Lyle.
And I can't believe it's the off-season already.
Episode one.
Episode one of the off-season for our 14th season, ladies and gentlemen.
That's dumb.
I know. We've been at this way too goddamn long.
Way too long.
Yeah. Anyway, it's the off-season of the Eagles championship defense season.
They won the Super Bowl. Eagles won the Super Bowl.
World champion Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah, if you watch our show, we're not going to be able to do YouTube anymore because YouTube.
We'll probably go over to like Twitch or something.
Yeah, YouTube's starting to suck.
They have all these new rules now. They don't want to let us monetize anything. Not like we were making anything, but I'm not providing free content for them.
Yeah, exactly. So they can throw ads on it. So be on the lookout for a new way to watch us. But you're going to see some Eagle stuff up on the wall.
There might be a thing or two.
For Christmas, I got a Carson Wentz fat head. So that's going to be plastered up there.
That's a good one.
Got a couple of other things that's going to show up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you really hate the Eagles.
Nicky Foles mini helmet right here.
Got the signed mini helmet from BDN. By the way, if you have a Dot or... some other sort of Amazon, Alexa thing. Yeah, that's right. I said Alexa.
Hey, Alexa.
Yeah. Go ahead and ask Alexa who Big Dick Nick is.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Does she know?
She does. Nick Foles is a... She just answers the question.
That's awesome.
It is.
It's hilarious.
So, anyway.
I've seen a lot of Big Dick Nick jerseys. It says Big Dick Nick on the back. Yeah. Number 9, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that as well. Yeah. And his name isn't even Richard. I don't know where they get it.
I know. It's just a nickname.
It is a nickname.
Yeah, apparently.
Because it rhymes with Nick, apparently.
One of the Eagles players, it might have been, I think it was Lane Johnson, was on a podcast that I was listening to, and he totally confirmed.
Confirmed it, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, you've never seen anything like it.
Should have its own zip code.
He's like, it doesn't even look real. It looks like a prosthetic or something, because, yeah. Homie's got a huge hog. good for him. Sometimes God blesses him with everything, Kevin.
You get what you need, I guess. And his wife continuously has a smile on her face.
Look unhappy. So.
She doesn't. So enough about Nick Foles' penis.
Yes,
I think we ought to move on to
We could do a whole show on it if you want to. It's the off season. What the hell else are we going to talk about? I was watching Good Morning Football the other day, and they were trying to figure out. What's the matter?
Keep going.
What are you on? Kevin's leaving. He's walking away. He's going to... Oh, he's getting his water. His Propel. They were trying to figure out what NFL players would, if they weren't in the NFL, what sport would they play in the Olympics?
Oh, good God.
Because the Olympics is going on right now.
That is... They were like,
well, it's Tariq Cohen probably, figure skating. Because, he spins a lot and stuff. It's like, oh my God, you guys.
It's late February.
Just cover the combine? Can't you just talk about...
It's weeks away.
So what?
I don't know.
It's better than talking about the damn Olympics.
You know what we're not going to talk about today? Tariq Cohen's Olympic spot.
Right.
Because... let's do this other thing first.
Okay. For crying out loud.
Because we have to do some business.
Gotta pay the bills.
Pay a bill here and there. All right. So have you heard about Harry's? Harry's is an awesome company started by two regular guys just like us named Jeff and Andy.
Jeff and Andy were tired of spending too much money on razor blades, so they started their own company.
They bought a German factory with over 100 years of blade making experience to ensure the highest quality. That's right. All products are backed by that 100% quality guarantee.
Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price, which is why over 3 million guys have switched just like us. And as you know, I like that ergonomical handle, Kevin.
You do. We both have the trial kit, and we both love it. It came with some shave gel that I really like. It makes the shaving experience smooth and cool to the skin. I also like the 5 blades that glide smoothly over my massive face. That's I like huge. The trimmer blade to clean up the edges, too.
There's a lot of them. Harry's is so confident you're going to love their blades as much as we do that they'll give you their free trial shave set. They'll give it to you for free when you sign up at harrys.com/ffguys. Just pay a couple bucks for shipping.
To claim your free trial offer from Harry's, you can do that today. It's a $13 value free when you sign up. The trial set includes a weighted ergonomical razor handle and 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade on the back in the shave gel that I was just talking about. Plus, you get a travel blade cover as well.
To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/ffguys right now. That's harrys.com/ffguys.
Yeah, you got to love that, man.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Now, we could talk about the Eagles for the rest of the offseason, but
we're
going to try to stem it to only 10 or 12 minutes a show.
Per show.
Yeah, so this offseason, I can't remember when there has been such a glut of startable quarterbacks available.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
and you got the draft coming, too.
Well, yeah, exactly. And, you know, those are question marks, but you know, there's a lot of guys with plenty of upside.
One or two of them will start at least.
And you know, who knows? Imagine. Maybe more than that will be viable quarterbacks down the line.
All kind of stuff.
Right. So, and two of the bigger names are already signed. So you got Alex Smith, who was traded to the Redskins.
Yep.
I didn't know that he was going to be traded. Nobody really did. They thought maybe that he would be traded or cut loose at some point, but it was really kind of an early season deal. And the trade doesn't take effect until the first day of the league year, which is coming up in March.
Right.
Right. So he's off the market. Jimmy Garoppolo, no shock that he was signed by the 49ers. So, you know, he was going to be a pretty hot commodity. So that leaves the hottest commodity at this point with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, a lot of rumors about him going to the Jets.
Well, you know, when the Jets say, we'll do whatever it takes to bring him here, and, you know, if you're going to be in New York, it wouldn't be a bad idea to be rich in New York.
That's true. I mean, listen, it is a business. At the end of the day, it's a job. You know, again, going back to the Eagles and Lane Johnson, somebody asked him if Vince McMahon called him and said, hey, man, we want you in the XFL. We're going to give you $20 million next year to start in the XFL. What would you say? And he was like, I'd say, where do you want me to line up, coach? $20 million? Yeah, where do I line up?
You know, for an offensive tackle, he probably makes pretty decent money, but he's not making 20.
I think he makes like 12 or 4. He has a good contract.
He's not a left tackle, which would
him
up a bit.
One of the best right tackles in the league, though.
If not the.
Yeah. So I actually think he made more than Peters did this year, just based on their contracts.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, I mean, they front load them all, and Peters is in the last couple of years of his deal. So.
Right.
Anyway,
so there we are back to talking about the Eagles.
Yeah. So the point being, it's a business and, you know, you got to make money. So, but I mean, come on. The only thing you can think is that at some point, this Patriots organization has got to fall off. It has to, you would think. Mathematically.
And that's what all these teams are doing. The Dolphins, the Bills, or how can we beat the Patriots?
Right. And honestly, if the Patriots fall off, I don't expect it'll happen this year, but I'm just saying when it happens, all three of those teams are in the mix, really, because there's not a clear front runner out of all of them. So you got to go out and get your players, and you have to start thinking to yourself, well, what's the most important position on the field? It's the quarterback.
It's the cube.
The team with the best quarterback in the division typically wins the division. I mean, there are some variations, but, you know,
right. It's
a big deal. Yeah, I mean, just look at, like, the NFC North, right? You have... you know, Jay Cutler was there for years and years and years. He was okay. You have Matty Stafford, who was, you know, one of the best stat guys,
right,
you know, in the league statistically. But then you have Aaron Rodgers.
Right. So what are you going to do? Right.
Right. You got to beat Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, you got to beat Tom Brady. But once Tom Brady's gone, who's the next quarterback up? It's not Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod may not survive the
offseason.
He might
not. But I'm just saying, there's no other quarterbacks in that division.
It's not Ryan Tannehill, that's
right,
for sure.
If you bring in the best available quarterback, kind of looks good.
It kind of does look good.
Yeah, so it makes sense from the Jets organizational perspective to go after the best possible guy. I don't think Kirk Cousins is that guy. I think he's an above average quarterback, but he's not great. And
you know what? Maybe once the Patriots fall off that pedestal, maybe really good is good enough.
It might be. And if you think about the AFC, it's kind of weak right now. I mean, the perennial powerhouses like, you know, Denver and, oh, God, I don't know.
The Colts.
Yeah, okay, the Colts. Yeah, they have been. They're just gone. Ravens.
Right.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's probably still there. But, I mean, they're just, you really have New England and then the rest of the pack.
And so it's been that way for over a decade.
Well, not really, though. There have been some really good, Denver was really good.
They won a Super Bowl.
The Colts were really, really good when they had Peyton Manning. you know, the Ravens were extremely good. So, you know, it hasn't been the entire decade. But obviously, the Patriots have been the team of the AFC and the NFL for the past 15 years. But
or more.
Right. But the point is that entire AFC is wide open. So you have to think, like, if you get the top QB and you think this is your guy, kind of opens up everything.
And they're talking about, you know, a $30 million first year.
Well, didn't he make almost that this year?
Well, he made 26. Upper teens. No, it was he was on the
Cousins?
Franchise tag.
Yeah, he made more than upper teens.
Yeah, maybe low
20s. It was his second franchise.
Yeah, so maybe he's at, you know, 22 or something. Kirk Cousins. But you look at the rest of the AFC and the quarterbacks here. You got Philip Rivers, right?
But he's on his way out.
Well, he's in the twilight of his career, that's for sure. He's, you know,
he made 24.
Okay.
24 last year.
So $30 million guaranteed first-year contract isn't out of the realm of possibility.
It's not.
But if you're talking about, you know, maybe 4 years, $120 million, fully guaranteed, do you think he'd go to New York for that?
100%.
Absolutely, he would.
100%.
Right. Now, are they the best team? Can he walk right in there and contend for a ring?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Could he do that in Minnesota?
Yes.
More than likely.
He did say that Minnesota, all things being equal, would be his number one choice.
Right.
And that makes total sense. The thing is, though, in order to go to the Jets, because that's like the worst possible situation, you're in the division with the best team in the league.
Yeah, I know.
It's the worst possible situation. What are you hoping for? Second? You're not going to win the division.
No.
You're not going to win the division. So
you wouldn't think. I mean, you know, things can happen,
sure,
you know, et cetera. But, you know, if it, like Minnesota, quarterback really, you know, they got real close to making it to the big game anyway, right?
Oh, yeah.
Even with a guy like Case Keenum, who everybody's talking about how he is now going to be a starting quarterback, blah, blah, blah. You know what? Last year was the outlier. The rest of his career, I think, is really who the dude is.
Yeah.
You know, so until I see a second year of really good production, mm-hmm. Case Keenum to me is the Case Keenum he's always been. Sorry, he just is.
Okay.
And I can feel the same way about Nick Foles as well. You know, he's in a perfect...
Jesus Christ.
What?
I'm just looking at the AFC East.
Yeah.
When's the last time someone other than New England won that division?
Oh, God. 2008?
It was 08. It was the Miami Dolphins. Before that, it was 2002, and it was the Jets at 9-7. So since 03... 15 years, the Patriots have lost the division one time. And that, of course, was the year that they went 11-5. And I think that was Brady's year when he was out, right?
Yeah, that was Castle's year.
Yeah. So you got to pay him an awful lot of money to go there and lose. Because he's not going to win.
You wouldn't think. He's not going to win. But, you know, at some point, Brady's going to have to stop playing football, right? You'd think?
At some point.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess if there is a year to step in, this could be it. But, you know, here's the other thing. You know, if you have the opportunity to go to Arizona and play,
mm-hmm.
or freeze your ass off in Minnesota,
yeah,
which place would you rather go?
I understand.
Right. So, you know, he's from the Midwest anyway. Probably cold's not really going to bother him. But, you know, do you think it's about money, or is it about... money, he's going to get paid no matter where he goes. But is it, you know, I can step right into this Vikings team. They have a really good defense. They have, you know, a good running back if Dalvin Cook comes back, you know, 100%. You know, the receivers are both. I have two. I have A1 and AB receivers.
I want to tell you it's about all those things. I want to tell you it's about chemistry with the coach and the front office.
And the offensive coordinator and the quarterback coach.
100%. I want to tell you it's about all those things. But at the end of the day,
it's about money.
It's probably about the money, right?
It You'd probably have to is. Think. You'd have to think.
You know, I mean, I bet if Minnesota and, you know, the Jets offered him similar money, he would probably go to Minnesota. But if it's off by a few million dollars a year.
Or whatever the guaranteed money is.
Right. You know, he probably goes for the money. It's a lot of money, dude.
Well, you've got to figure the guy's, what, 28, 29 years old, right?
Something like that.
Realistically, he's got 6 years left. So he's got this contract and maybe another contract.
Right. He's 29.
Right. Yeah. So
he'll be 30 in August.
So if he signs a 4-year deal, maybe at 33, more than likely at 33, he gets another deal or gets restructured at some
point. Something like that.
So, you know, he's got two contracts left in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Why not take the cash?
Well, so yeah, you should. The thing is, though, these guys are competitive and they do want to win.
Sure.
And I think that if you take a guy like Kirk Cousins and you put him somewhere else, not even necessarily Minnesota. Minnesota doesn't need him. I don't know why they would go after him. They already have three good quarterbacks.
They don't, though. They're all free agents.
I know, but you sign one of them. You just went to the NFC Championship game with Case freaking Keenum.
I know. We're going to talk about all three of those guys. So we're in a bit.
So. Obviously, you're good for the time being. You can draft a guy and develop him. You don't have to go out and spend, you know, $30 million a year on Kirk Cousins. Because I don't know that he's an upgrade.
Yeah.
Keenum played well this year, man.
Right. I think, you know, Keenum played well enough. And it, you know, but the question you have to ask yourself is, you know, how much of the playbook was Keenum able to
enough to get him to the NFC Championship game.
Right. Enough
they
to
went
get 13 him there.
And 3.
But the thing is, if it had been somebody with greater skills and greater vision and all of those things, would they have been able to do better in the NFC Championship game?
No. Their defense got torched.
They
had
did.
Nothing to do with him. He threw a bad pick.
But here's the thing, dude. In the Super Bowl, the Eagles' defense got torched, and they're still able to pull it out.
Well, they put up points.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think if you're looking at this from Kirk Cousins' perspective, in terms of winning, you want to look at a team with a solid defense like that. You want to look at a Minnesota. You want to take a look at Denver, maybe.
Yeah, Denver might be a good spot.
Yeah, Denver might be an interesting spot.
But that offense, the defense is still pretty solid.
Okay.
But that offense window is closing. You really don't have a running back.
Yeah.
You have Devontae Booker. Ooh, right?
Yeah.
The receivers are getting kind of old. Sanders and Thomas are aging.
Yeah.
You know, they're not in the beginning part of their careers. So, you know, if you look, to me, Minnesota is really the spot. Because you're going to get paid regardless. He's going to make money.
Right.
You know, if it's a difference between I can compete for a championship and make $27 million a year or be stuck in the wastelands of New Jersey and make $29 million a year.
I got a crazy question for you.
I'll come up with an equally crazy answer.
What if he went to Baltimore?
Wow.
Joey Flacco just doesn't have it, man, and they're already paying.
I've heard some rumblings that maybe it's time to move on from.
If you want to compete with people like
football,
yeah. If you want to compete with people like the Patriots and the Steelers, and I guess apparently have to play this Jaguars team that's got a ridiculous defense.
Yeah, you do.
Right. The Colts are going to be back. The Texans are going to be back. Right. Both teams decimated by injury, but they'll be around there. You got the Raiders that are up and coming.
Allegedly.
Well, you know.
Hot new coach.
Yeah, one of the most popular quarterbacks in the NFL.
Right.
You know? Yeah, man, I think you got to go out and get a quarterback. I think you do. Now, yeah, I'm not even going to mention the Bengals and the Browns. Apparently,
well,
those organizations don't want to win.
Well, I think the Browns are going to draft somebody. Now, you know, people are still talking about Cousins for Cleveland and why it makes sense and all like that.
That is the one place I think that I don't care how much money they offered him, he wouldn't go.
I don't know, though, dude. I mean, if you could be the guy who's the savior of the Browns football team, dude, you can write your own ticket.
Yeah, but he's got to know that's where careers go to die.
But you'd be writing your own ticket in Cleveland.
Yeah.
If you can go to New York, I would rather be the toast of the town in New York than be the toast of the town in
Cleveland.
I went to Cleveland. I love Cleveland. What a great city that was.
Okay.
You could see brown stuff everywhere. It was. I love the city. But if I had to choose between Cleveland and, I don't know, two or three dozen other spots,
yeah,
you know, I'd probably go somewhere.
Well, of course.
Yeah. All right, so.
Anyway, so that's the Kirk Cousins saga. I don't know. It's very interesting because you have all these quarterbacks that are aging here in the AFC. And you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, where this torch gets passed. You know, Joey Flacco is not a spring chicken. And apparently bad. Big Ben's no spring chicken, right? You got
Big Ben Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
First ballot?
Probably. Two rings, man. Yeah.
I don't know. I've heard some questions about his viability as a first ballot. I guess it depends on who else is there.
Is Antonio Brown a first ballot?
If he went now, I would probably say yeah.
Then Big Ben's got to get in, too.
Yeah, you'd think.
Got thrown on the ball. Obviously, we mentioned Brady a million times. He's aging. The Chiefs just got rid of Alex Smith. You have Phil Rivers aging. You know, all these guys that have, you know what I mean? You got to step up, and you got to land, you know, a top. You've got to draft one, you got to pay for one, man. Well,
here's another aging guy who's actually going to be an unrestricted free agent. Not expected to go anywhere. Certainly expected to be re-signed, but Drew Brees could potentially test the open market.
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. I mean, you know, he's so invested in that city. It's not just about football at this point.
It's not, and, you know, he's comfortable with that team, and it's the perfect situation for him.
It is.
I mean, we know he still got it, right? But he had a down year statistically.
Well, I think he had a down year statistically because he didn't have to be that guy anymore.
Which is why it's the perfect situation.
Exactly.
It's beautiful. You know, I mean, you know, he went deep into the playoffs and really should have played in the NFC Championship game in a rematch.
Except for a fluke little play. But yeah. I'm actually, you know what? I wouldn't want to change anything, but that would have been a great game. Philly.
It would have been a rematch of Nick Foles and Drew Brees, too. Yeah. Both went to the same high school. Remember in, what was it, 2013? It was 2013 because it was the playoffs, but it was the 2012 year.
Right.
Nicky Foles drove the field and put the Eagles in a position to win, but then you know, here comes Drew Brees, a penalty and a good kickoff return. Next thing you know, they're in position to do a walk-off field goal, and that's how that season ended for the Eagles.
Yeah, how about that?
So I'm glad they didn't come. I wanted the Saints. I didn't want Minnesota. Because their defense scared me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really glad that
it worked out the way it
worked
did.
Worked out the way it did.
All right, so looking around the rest of the world here, football-wise, you know, there's a big question about what Jacksonville's going to do with Blake Bortles. Did he show enough at the end of the season to really keep that spot? The thing about the Jaguars is, you know, perennially they've been in the top 10. Where you could probably get another quarterback. Mm-hmm. Now they're at the back end of the draft. Probably not going to be great quarterbacks there waiting for them.
Probably. Well, I mean, you never know, right? I mean, you have to draft well. So, you know, that's all about their front office. There will be great quarterbacks there. It just depends on develop them and all that kind of stuff. You know, I have a hard time believing most of the people in the draft in the last, you know, 20 years that were quarterbacks not named Jamarcus Russell were pretty darn good athletes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's more than being athletic. It's grace under pressure and reading the field. So,
right, which is a lot of these guys can't do.
You'll probably have guys like maybe Lamar Jackson, Mason Rudolph, hanging around at the back end of the first round. Unless, I mean, you know, Lamar Jackson, Mike Vick said Lamar Jackson looks just like me at that age.
Said he was better.
Right. So, you know, that's got to perk up some ears. But you're going to have to see what happens at the combine, how well these guys throw. You know, their pro days are all scripted. You know, so you can tell some from that. But really, it's the interview. You get the guy on the chalkboard and you ask him about his favorite play and all that kind of thing. And just kind of see how he, you know, goes about the X's and O's. I mean, you know, I think those interviews are just as important as what happens on the field.
They are. And I mean, you know, in today's type of professional offense, you got to be quick-witted, man. You got to be able to read the defenses immediately.
Yeah,
I'm still sick, dude. I can't stop coughing.
I know. It's off-putting.
I'm sorry.
No, you don't.
Is it off-putting?
I knew you'd like that.
I'm dying of fire.
You always say that, man.
Yeah, and I mean it.
You mean it every time.
Yeah, but it in terms of fantasy football, I think the two really interesting, well, three really interesting questions are Carson Wentz, Andrew Luck, and Deshaun Watson.
Right. Is Carson Wentz going to be ready for week one?
And how good would he be week one?
Right.
Because even if he starts week one, you might have to wait until week six until he's back in playing shape.
And comfortable and you know, not hearing the footsteps.
So he's probably... He's probably in a void for me in drafts right now. He's probably going to go too high.
Which is why I don't think the Eagles are going to do anything with Foles until after Wentz comes back 100.
I don't know, man. I heard that one dude said, you know, two firsts and 2 seconds. If somebody offers two firsts and 2 seconds, man, I think you got to jump on it.
You do, but nobody's going to.
Maybe.
Nobody's going to. It, you know, like I said, this year with all of this quarterback talent out there, you could go get Sam Bradford. I don't think anybody's really going to reach for that because of his injury history.
Right.
You've got Teddy Bridgewater, who was winning ball games in Minnesota.
He was. Not the biggest, you know, stat guy, but yeah, okay.
No, but still, I mean, you know, then the Vikings could sign Case Keenum, which means those other two guys are available. The list goes on and on of guys who are available that nobody really would want. Quite frankly,
yeah,
you know, names like, you know, Mark Sanchez, Brock Osweiler, Geno Smith, Matt Barkley, Blaine Gabbert, Matt Moore, Fitzpatrick. Right. I mean, there's, you know, these are names that are Tom Savage, Josh McCown. They're out there, and they're going to get jobs somewhere, at least opportunities. Mm-hmm. AJ McCarron is a name everybody's going, oh, he could be really good, you know.
Yeah,
but he's a free agent. He's going to want money.
Yep,
with absolutely no proof that he can play in the NFL.
Yep.
You know, he was a late draft pick and only started a couple games. Played well when he did get in.
Yep.
But, you know, a lot of that's just adrenaline.
Not a lot of data.
Right. So that's going to be a pretty hefty question.
But because of that, I think you will have some teams that throw some pretty thick offers out there for Nicky Foles.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, given the way that guy played, and they know the book on him now. They don't go, oh, well, he played poorly when he was in St. Louis. Now they know. Oh, Jeff Fisher's a terrible coach.
Right. Because, you know, he had three starting quarterbacks on his roster, and none of them played worth a damn.
Right. And all of them played extremely well this year. All three made the playoffs. Two went deep into the playoffs. One was Super Bowl MVP.
Well, you know, in the copycat league that the NFL is, and I think most professional leagues are that way, but the NFL, mm-hmm. you know, that's what this show's about, so we're not going to talk about friggin' hockey, right?
But women's hockey, shout out.
Yeah, how about that?
USA.
It's nice.
USA.
But the thing is, you know, let's take a quarterback who we know has played the game well. Mm-hmm. You could point to any of these guys we've been talking about and say, maybe we ought to do what they do best and try, instead of trying to fit them into what we do best. Because you know what? The Eagles won a Super Bowl doing that.
Hey, NFL brass guys, that's how the West Coast offense was developed.
Right.
Right. That, I mean, literally, Walsh did this in the freaking 80s.
Well, Paul Brown did it before
that. That's true.
Kenny Anderson.
That's true. Yeah. But I'm just saying.
And Walsh was his OC.
Yep.
But it's like, okay, here's what this guy does well.
This is what Joe Montana does.
He's not a great long ball thrower, but
hyper,
you know,
accurate.
What? Hyper accurate in the 10 to 5 to 20 yard range.
Right.
So let's, instead of having this running game, let's have the running game be an extension of short passes.
Right.
And that's how Roger Craig, who should probably be in the Hall of Fame, had the career he had.
Big high stepper.
Yeah.
High knees.
Yeah,
Roger
he was.
Craig, high knees.
You know, so, and then that just translated to, you know, becoming, like I said, a copycat league. Oh, the 49ers, well, let's do this. And you have the Andy Reid.
Yeah, but then they were trying to take people and stick them into that system rather than the other way around.
Right.
Now, Doug Peterson has this hybrid system where he's like, all right, this isn't working. That's not working. Let's bring in some other stuff. Let's try some different things from some different areas that we've seen this guy do well.
Right.
And you know what?
It worked. And that's why Frank Reich is now in Indianapolis, and we're going to see how that works.
Yeah.
And John DeFilippo is now the offensive coordinator in Minnesota.
Yep. It's a bummer.
Everybody's trying to catch that lightning in a bottle. And if that same philosophy actually catches on, the NFL could be really, really weird for the next few years.
I think it's going to catch on. I mean, they're going to try it. The question is
whether they can actually stay true to it.
Right. And actually be able to adapt it to their players rather than still trying to fit in some goofiness.
Well, the other thing is this. Mm-hmm. You know, they were able to do that with Foles because the offensive line is among the best in the NFL, if not the best. You had, you know, receivers who are good route runners and can actually catch the football this year. Mm-hmm. You have a premier tight end. You have a multi-headed running game.
An amazing running game.
And an amazing defense to help you out.
Yeah, all of those things kind of help.
If you got those.
And by the way.
Then you can tweak up
the quarterback. I also want to point out that Nicky Foles is a pretty damn good quarterback, too.
Yeah, I mean, he made the throws.
I'm not of the opinion that he's, you know, this amazing quarterback. Right? I think he's probably above average in the league and probably deserves a starting nod. But I don't think he's some crazy, you know, Peyton Manning type or anything like that. Right. But I'll tell you what he is. He's an athletic guy who can throw a football, which is why he's in the NFL as a quarterback.
Go figure.
And if you give him time and open receivers, he will hit them.
Pretty big club there, though.
And no, that's my point. I mean, it, you know, all the things that you just mentioned about their offense is really why he was successful. I mean, I'm not trying to take anything away from Nick Foles. I think he's a fantastic guy, and he'll forever be a hero to me. But the reality is, he was throwing those passes, you know, while under very little pressure.
Right. And oh, I have to step to the left a couple steps.
And he's throwing them up to like Alshon Jeffrey.
Right.
Who's like, you know, leaping into the air and making crazy catches. I mean,
with a torn rotator.
He's got the, you know, maybe the best, this is kind of hard to say, but maybe the best route running, pure route running tight end in the league. You know, I know Gronk, nobody can cover him, but that's because of his size and his athleticism. And
he doesn't have to run good
Travis
routes.
Kelce's pretty good too, but right. But Zach Ertz is an excellent route runner. You know, so he's got that guy who's just always open. And by the way, did not drop a pass all season. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I heard that, and I don't know if I remember that like that, but I've heard that stat.
Did not drop a pass.
Crazy.
Did not drop a pass. Brady's got more drop passes.
You know what you know, I read the other day? What? Garoppolo would have caught that damn pass.
Oh, burn, Tom.
Yeah, man. All right, so.
Whatever, Brady. You know, go make out with your kid.
Dude. Weirdo.
That was weird. You saw that, right?
Yeah, it was a little weird.
It was weird.
I have sons.
Yeah.
We fist bump.
Right.
You know?
I might give him a kiss on the forehead or something.
Yeah.
You know? But my sons are younger.
I give my kids hugs. And if I turn my face toward them, they're both like, ha.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So.
That's a little weird.
Yeah. So.
Give him a kiss on the cheek, Tom.
But you know what, dude? It's fine. It's fine.
It's totally fine. I'm not claiming that, you know. There's some impropriety there. What I am saying is it's weird.
To you.
And no, it's weird. This the
Wait
thing.
A minute, how old's the kid?
I don't know. Younger.
Yeah.
But you don't kiss him on the lips, and you certainly don't do it a little bit too long.
Well, I heard about it. Didn't actually see
the... Yeah, you should watch it. It's weird. But here's the thing about Tom Brady, and we're going off on a tangent here, but who cares?
He's a quarterback.
He's a quarterback, so it's kind of in the conversation. Here's the thing about him. When you get to his like superstar crazy status where you can't even go shopping and like, you know, your wife's a supermodel, makes more money than you do, like, and you're this hyper rich guy, you become weird because you have completely lost touch
right.
with mainstream society.
Nobody tells you no except maybe Belichick, right?
Maybe, yeah.
You know, you can anywhere you go, people are fawning to do your bidding.
Yeah. It's just you know, he doesn't live in a reality that other people live in. So, yeah, you get a little weird. He's extremely weird. That's the biggest thing I took away from that whole documentary. I was like, man, I almost felt bad for him.
Here's the thing. What's our excuse for being weird?
We're just dicks. it's a different kind of weird.
It's a dick thing.
Yeah.
And our names aren't even Richard.
No. Again, the nickname's kind of weird.
It is weird.
I don't have big in front of mine, though. Just dick.
Average.
Yeah. Slightly below average. Way too slender.
Lyle's nickname in high school was Light Switch.
On, off.
All right. So kind of adding some more, you know, information or more monkey in the wrench, as they say.
Right.
Is the fact that there are some good quarterbacks coming along in the draft. So we know that Cleveland's going to need a quarterback again.
Yeah,
We know that they're.
So, you
know,
do they take Rosen? You think?
I think they take Darnold.
Yeah,
I think they take Darnold out of USC.
Yeah,
you know, I think he's got. He doesn't have the best arm, but I think he's got what they call the intangibles.
It's one of those two, and I think that the combine will prove some of that. And I don't have either of them done pro days yet.
No pro days yet. Yeah. They happen after the combine.
Do they?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I thought they run. Things that going up to the combine too.
After the combine. No, it's always after the combine.
They do something before the combine. They have all this footage on them.
Well.
Are those just demos? They workouts? What are they?
Well, like, you know, they have the Senior Bowl, if they went to the Senior Bowl.
No, I'm talking about they just have like a workout thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not that. Not the pro days. They're always after the combine.
Okay.
Because nobody wants to, because they, you know, after the combine, they want to work on scripting with their quarterback coaches and all that kind of stuff. So. Anyway, so you've got Josh Rosen, who's probably the most quarterback ready player out there. Now, you know, you look at the top few draft picks, right? You got Cleveland with two out of the first four,
right?
And you got the Giants in there, right?
Yeah, I just don't want them to get Barkley. It scares the hell out of me.
Well,
I don't want to live in a division with Zeke
Elliott and Barkley. Yeah.
I think Saquon Barkley is going to be pretty amazing.
Yeah, I really though, with as many quarterbacks as are available here, and that are good. If I was the Browns, I'd take Barkley first. Think about the Cowboys when they had Prescott and Zeke Elliott as rookies.
Or if you're the Browns, you could trade out of that one spot.
That would be so Brown-like.
Oh, it's not like they haven't done it in the past.
Oh, they've done it several times. That's why they have number four.
Jesus.
They have number four because of the Texans.
Yep.
So then you have the Colts at number three. He'd be a real good place for Barkley to land, but...
He's going to be gone by then, and they're probably going to get, I would imagine, some kind of defensive player, edge rusher probably, or something,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, probably. And then the Browns back at four. You know, for me, you know, if the Browns take Barkley first, but they go running back first, yeah, it's possible if he's a game changer like that. The Giants then would probably, may grab a quarterback. They need offensive line work as help as well. And then the Colts aren't going to take a quarterback, probably. That leaves the Browns with either Darnold or Rosen anyway.
I still think they probably take one of the two first.
They probably should.
Which will make Barkley fall to the Giants. Colts will take some kind of defensive player. And then you have the Browns back. And, you know, at that point, the draft is completely wide open to them. They can draft anybody they want.
Right. I mean, they need quarterback. They need, obviously, running back. And
quite a bit of defense.
You can get a running back later. You can get offensive line help later. You can get, you know, cornerback, though, is really deep in this draft. So, you look, the Broncos may, you know, need to.
They're going to get. They're going to get Darnold or Rosen. That's my guess.
It depends, man. That's the whole thing about this free agency thing with the quarterbacks we've been talking about. Cousins goes to Denver, they're not drafting a quarterback.
No, but I think this is why they don't have to go deep for Cousins. Because if you look at where the Jets are, unless the Jets can move up in this draft, they're going to be out most likely.
Of the top guys.
The top two guys.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, you know, who's next on that list? That would be
Rosen.
Well, no, Rosen. I'm saying Rosen will be gone. So Josh Allen.
Baker Mayfield.
Jackson, Baker Mayfield. Rudolph, right? Falk, Litton, you know, all these guys, right? So you're kind of in the roll the dice territory at seven.
Yeah.
You don't want to roll the dice at seven in the draft. So that's why I think they're really willing to go all out and get Kirk Cousins. Because if they do, they can stay there and they can drop, you know, draft one of the top defensive backs. Or they can draft, you know, an offensive lineman or, you know, whatever, right? They're not pigeonholed into that we need a quarterback situation. So I think if they don't get Cousins, if they're not really in the sweepstakes, they don't feel like they're really in the sweepstakes by draft time, I don't know, man. I think they might move up.
Well, you have to have a partner to move up.
Yeah, but the Browns have two picks inside the first four.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if they didn't have, you know, the cap space that they do, I'd be worried about them with picks that high, two picks that high. But, you know, maybe if they get the quarterback they want and Barkley's gone, maybe the Cleveland Browns will trade back to seven to get a number three pick.
I think what
pick
would be really interesting is if the Jets made a deal with the Giants. Giants move back to seven, right? Jets move up to two. So let's say that Darnold goes first. Jets get Rosen, right? Colts don't. They're probably not going to draft a running back.
No, it's not their biggest need.
It's not.
Plus, so then they have your boy.
Yeah.
Mack.
Yeah, Marlon Mack. So then you got the Cleveland Browns with the top quarterback and the top running back in the draft.
And a decent offensive line.
Yeah.
As they sit pat.
That
right
would
now.
Be really interesting. That would be I'm not interesting. Saying it'll happen, but I'm just saying.
Because if
it's possible.
If they let Barkley sit there,
mm-hmm.
That would be a very Cleveland Browns thing to do.
It would be. But if that were to take place, right, and Barkley was still available at four after they had already drafted
Darnold,
good God, man. Then they might, 5 years from now, they might look like geniuses for passing all these and getting all these draft picks and stuff. You know?
Got to trust the process, man.
Got to trust the process. So they might look like maybe they're just trolling all of us, go 0-16.
Well, look at it this way, dude. The Sixers are winning.
They are. Trust the process.
Oh, yeah.
I've been saying that for a decade.
And now it's paying off.
Well, they finally got a good player.
Well, Embiid is the truth, dude.
He is the truth. Yeah, he's awesome.
And we've had the answer. Now we have the truth.
The truth. Anyway.
So, and we could just sit here and talk for hours about what's going on with this draft and these quarterbacks. Yeah. But You know, it'll be curious to see where all these guys land. And you were looking at the AFC. Let's look at the NFC real quick.
All right.
See what the quarterback situation is with all these teams. And we've talked about the obvious ones.
The AFC East is really weird because you have two really young quarterbacks and two really old quarterbacks.
You're looking at the AFC East?
The NFC. We talked about the AFC already.
Right.
So you have Wentz and you have Dak Prescott, right? Who are obviously, you know, the top contenders there. But then you have, why did the Redskins have Alex Smith?
Yeah, did they really upgrade from
Cousins?
Right.
No. For anything, it's a push.
You know, if there's one thing, we've talked about this before on the show, if there's one thing about Cousins that bothers me is if they're willing to pay Alex Smith that much money, why weren't they willing to pay Kirk Cousins
again,
that kind of money?
He's a dick in the locker room. Just
Cousins.
Not the kind that you...
You
that
like
you, that, you, that you would like on the weekends, Kevin.
Right.
You
I'm
know,
more of a Monday through Friday type.
And
fella.
Then you have friggin' Eli.
Yeah, he was you know, at the back end of his career as well.
Right.
It's not out of the realm of possibility that the Giants at three grab a cube, dude.
It's not. I just don't. Well, they're at two, right? The Giants second.
Are they?
Yeah, I think they're second in the draft.
Yeah, they're
number two. It's not. And if you're them, you have to be freaking out a little bit. So it's possible. And if that happens, again, I don't see the Indianapolis Colts taking a running back. Maybe they do. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they take a deal for somebody who wants to move up for Barkley.
Maybe.
You know, that's a possibility. But again, if quarterbacks go 1-2, I think their biggest phone call the Colts are going to get is from the friggin' Jets.
Yeah, really, the only team I see moving that would want to move up to get is the Bucs. They just got Doug Martin loose.
Maybe.
So maybe the Bucs would.
I mean,
move
every
up
one of these teams would like to have Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
You know, you got the Packers at 14. Can you imagine him in Green Bay?
Well, yeah.
You know?
That's a very expensive move up. But here's the thing. If he drops a little bit, because nobody really wants to pay top-tier draft money for a running back, because you can get good ones late. But, you know, if you could draft Adrian Peterson at number four, would you?
Yeah.
Out of college?
Yeah.
Sure. Knowing what you know now?
Yeah.
And, you know, from all indications,
yep.
You know, Barkley's that guy.
Yep. We'll have to wait to the combine. That'll really, I mean, cause people can hurt themselves in the combine. But I have to think after what he did...
I mean, all season.
He's by far the top running back prospect, you'd have to think.
Well, I love he said he sees, Barkley sees the combine as a competition, and he's not going to skip any of the workouts. He's going to do all of them.
Nice.
Because he wants to prove that he's the man, and I like that.
I do, too.
So you look at the North, you got the Vikings. We've talked extensively about their situation.
Here's the thing about the wait a minute. You went to the North. Never mind. Go ahead.
You had something else about the East?
No, I was moving from east to west, but so my bad. Yep, go ahead, north.
So we talked about Minnesota and who they, you know, they have options. They have Cousins. They can bring back Teddy Bridgewater. They can bring back Keenum. They can bring back two of those three. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Probably not, though. Probably be a little too expensive because each of those guys wants to start. I saw that Sammy Bradford has made like $112 million in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So he could just basically tiptoe out the door. But he says that he wants to continue to play. So,
of course he does. He wants to prove something somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, he's had bad luck, to be sure. So the Vikings situation, way up in the air. The Lions, pretty locked down with Stafford. Green Bay has
Should
some dude.
Should they be, though?
Yeah, dude, I think Stafford, he's never been the issue there.
I've seen so many people say the same thing. Show me a meaningful game he's won.
Dude, the one where he separated his shoulder, he won that one. That impressed the hell out of me.
Was it meaningful?
Well,
it
every game is meaningful.
Just saying.
Dude. Well,
he has good stats, but he doesn't win the big games.
He's not in the big games.
Because
do they have
win.
A defense? Do they have a running game? When
just
your number one running back is Amir frickin' Abdullah, right?
That's debatable.
Right. No. Okay. Maybe it's theoretic.
Right.
Either way. Okay.
Yeah.
If that's your top guy,
I got you.
You know, come on. What are you supposed to do with that? Is anybody really?
Go out and get LeGarrette Blount. That's what they should have done.
I'm glad they didn't.
Me too.
All right, so you got Detroit and Green Bay on lockdown with quarterback, and Chicago too. They're all in on Trubisky,
yeah.
And they should be. And they have a new coach. They have Gase. Nagy from
Nagy,
from
yep.
the
yeah.
Chiefs, who's a Delaware boy, by the way.
Yes, he is.
Or he went to the University of Delaware anyway. So then you got New Orleans Saints, who should be locked down with Breeze. I would be shocked, as would everybody else, if he went elsewhere.
For the next 3 years, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that.
18, 19, and 20, I would say.
I would say Carolina and the Falcons are pretty much locked down as well.
With Cam, sure.
Cam and then Matty Ice at the Falcons.
Former NFL MVP.
Yeah, and then you got Jameis Winston with Tampa.
I don't see him going anywhere anytime soon. He's got another two seasons at least.
He's going to get every opportunity to succeed.
Play out his rookie contract.
He did have a brush with the law the past couple days.
Mm-hmm.
So then you look at the NFC West.
This is where it gets scary for me, Kevin.
So you got the Rams with
Goff.
Goff on lockdown. Seattle with Russell Wilson on lockdown. The Cardinals are wide open. They need somebody.
You got to be freaking out if you're the Cardinals right now.
Yeah, and then you got Frisco with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right. You got Goff. You got freaking Russell Wilson.
Who can win ball games all by himself, as he showed last year.
And apparently Jimmy G can't lose in the NFC.
Apparently.
So, you have a team. You have three teams. I mean, you could debate whether Russell Wilson's quote-unquote young, but he's young enough. He's not going away anytime soon.
He still has a two at the front of his age.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're a team that, you know, just lost their head coach, just lost, they lost their starting running back for the year, lost their starting quarterback. They're about to, apparently not this year, but they're about to lose their all-time best receiver. You got to be freaking out a little bit if you're the Cardinals.
Yeah, it's not just retool there. It's rebuild, really.
It's a lot, man.
You know, Arians was a guy who's going to be hard to follow.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, how he was in the locker room, how he is in the community. He's a very larger-than-life guy.
Beginning of this year, they were contenders to win the division. I mean, they were in that conversation.
Sure.
And you come to the end of the year, and you're like, oof.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Garoppolo showed that in San Francisco, or anywhere, a quarterback makes all the difference because San Francisco couldn't win a ball game.
No.
And all of a sudden, this guy shows up who was a backup quarterback his entire career, and then they can't lose.
Yep.
So, you know, obviously, the system is right for Jimmy G. Everything, you know, fell into place. Mm-hmm. But they beat some team. They beat Jacksonville.
They beat St. Louis.
Right.
They?
I don't know. I can't. I know they beat Jacksonville. So
they might have beat St. Louis.
You know, just one guy walks in and makes that much of a difference. That's why everybody's willing to pay Cousins all this money, because if you get the right guy, your fortunes turn around.
Mm-hmm.
So the Jets may be thinking, if we can get that guy who's proven, we don't want to have to draft somebody and take that chance again, because you remember Christian Hackenberg, right?
They beat the Rams, 34-13. It was the last game of the season, though.
Right.
It might not have
Rams
mattered.
Were already where they were supposed to be.
Probably, yeah. So, they beat the Titans that were a playoff team.
Right.
They beat the Jaguars, and then they beat the Rams to close out the season.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
They beat the Giants earlier in the year and then lost to the Seahawks, and then Jimmy G came in. And they beat the Bears, Texans, Titans, Jaguars, and Rams. I mean,
a couple good teams in there. Most of those teams are, you know.
Well, I mean, dude, the Jaguars are real good.
Jaguars are real. Yeah, they made the AFC championship game.
They dropped 44 points on the Jaguars.
Wow.
44.
That's a lot.
I'll give you a guess as to how many times they did that this year.
One.
Yep, against the Jaguars. They did score 39 against the Rams in the first game.
Yeah.
So
you're right,
it's
though.
A big deal. Yeah, you got to be freaking out if you're Arizona.
You have to be. I mean, because who do they have on roster?
I can look it up. It ain't pretty.
Nobody. I mean, I think they're in the same spot that the Vikings are in, is that all their quarterbacks were basically free agents.
Yeah.
So they're sitting there with nobody on the roster, and they have to get there, man.
Well, unfortunately, this is the way the NFL is. So, all right, here they are. Drew Stanton, Blaine Gabbert, and Matt Barkley. I don't know who's free agents, but
I think they all are.
Good. Because you don't want any of them running your squad, you know?
Yeah, you wouldn't think.
Uh-huh.
So there are some teams out here with needs. I mean, we didn't go through the entire AFC, but we know Denver isn't going to be able to roll with Paxton Lynch, right?
No.
They're going to want somebody.
They are.
They're probably not in a great position to draft
one
of the top guys.
They are. I think if the draft goes as planned, right, where Darnold goes to the Browns and then Barkley to the Giants and the Colts, and because the Colts aren't going to take a quarterback.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah, maybe
the Browns
they get
aren't
going to
take
guy.
A second quarterback. No, they'll probably get Rosen. They're fifth in the draft. So if you think about it this way, Darnold goes to the Browns. Then you have the Giants. They're the only wild card. Maybe they draft.
Maybe they get Barkley. Maybe they take
Rosen.
Yeah.
You know, but if they don't take Rosen, the Colts aren't going to draft a quarterback.
Probably not. It depends on where Andrew's shoulder is.
Right, but they're probably not. The Cleveland Browns aren't going to draft a second quarterback. So, again, unless they trade or something crazy happens, the Broncos are up. Fifth, right. They're on the clock.
So you can get Baker Mayfield, you can get Josh Allen.
Or Josh Rosen, maybe.
If Rosen's there. I would be shocked if Rosen was there at five.
Who's going to take him?
Somebody will trade up.
Hold on. The Browns take Darnold.
Right.
The Giants take Saquon Barkley.
Maybe.
The Colts take, you know, insert defensive player here, maybe Chubb.
Right.
Right. Again, you have the Browns now, so they're probably going to draft a defensive player or
something. Or Barkley if he's available.
Well, yeah, but he won't be. And then you got Rosen. Rosen's up.
Right.
And the Broncos could absolutely take him, which would be a ridiculous fit.
It kind of would be. Because you know they're not going to take a guard. Their needs are guard, tackle, quarterback.
If Rosen isn't there, I wouldn't be shocked to see the Broncos trade out of this spot and go down a little bit and take Baker Mayfield a little bit later.
I don't know if Baker Mayfield's a John Elway sort of guy.
Apparently they were all over him at the...
Somebody was talking about the video. I can't remember who it was. Somebody on Twitter was saying, you know, seeing Baker Mayfield running from the cops, you know, kind of took him off of my draft board. I can't draft him. He's undraftable to me. And somebody else was like, the fact that the cops caught him really kind of made it bad for me.
That was the thing.
If he can't outrun, you know, Officer, you know, Smedley, how is he going to outrun, you know, people in the NFL? Someone was like, yeah, but that was a sick tackle the officer made. It's like, if he'd shaken that tackle.
Was it a horse collar? I didn't see it. Was it a horse collar?
I don't know. If he'd shaken that tackle, he'd vault to the top of my list.
Yeah, I don't know. People do dumb stuff when they're kids.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do? I ran from the cops before.
Did you?
Not that big deal. Yeah. You do it all the time.
I've never run from the cops.
Did you ever have the cops go, hey, stop.
No.
What you're doing. Yeah. When you were a kid?
No.
All right. Well, that's why you didn't run.
I was a good boy.
Sure you were.
I was.
Mm-hmm.
You doubting my veracity?
Yes.
I never had trouble with the law.
I didn't say you had trouble with the law. I said you weren't a good boy.
No, fair enough.
Right.
That's right.
He's a naughty, naughty boy. Way to make it awkward, Lyle.
Insert look of uncomfortableness here.
All right, I think we babbled on long enough about nothing.
It was almost pure, a full hour of babbling.
Pure speculation.
Well, that's what it all is this year. You know what? It's going to be speculation up until, you know, early April.
It's fun to
late
think about,
April.
Though.
Yeah.
Man, I kind of hope the Browns get their quarterback and get Saquon Barkley. That would be so cool.
That would be sick.
Yeah.
They'd be my instant girlfriend.
Yeah.
And when they go 4-12, I'd be like, hey, they quadrupled their number of wins from last year.
What if they talked to the Giants and went, hey, move back two spots with us. We'll give you this and that. They got a ton of draft picks. They go Rosen or...
Darnold and Barkley.
Bam, bam. 1-2. And just drop the mic.
See you tomorrow, a-holes.
Yeah. Deuces.
Deuces. All right, we're out. You know what? Somebody on Twitter said gun control. Teachers with guns, you know, make it better or worse. It's time for random, fellas. Break is over.
Oh, God.
So maybe that's next week. Maybe we'll dust off the random music.
You want to talk about teachers and guns?
Hot button.
All right. We can talk about it.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think we disagree on this.
Yeah, we probably don't, but let's save it for the show. Or at least after the show, so we don't record it and regurgitate it some other time.
I think we just save it, see what happens.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of curious now. So.
All right, guys. We'll be back in a couple weeks, maybe three. I don't know. We'll see how it works out.
Yeah, we'll be
back.
We'll
talk about the combine.
Yeah.
We're still going to be in your inbox in the offseason.
Hey, go Birds.
Yeah, how about them Eagles?
What if they can repeat? People talking about repeat.
Be fantastic.
It's so weird, man. I pull up the TV and they're like, listen, the Philadelphia Eagles are the most well-rounded team in the NFL. They don't have any holes. They have two great quarterbacks. I'm like, what the hell happened?
I know.
Did I wake up in the wrong timeline?
I think maybe we're in like bizarro world.
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know.
Wrong timeline, Anon.
Jason Kelsey's going to march with the Mummers. Just saying.
Is he really?
That's what I heard.
I love him so much.
All right. We're out, boys, girls. Have a good one. See ya.
Peace.
I guess I need to do.
Have a day.
There we go.
Have a day like the.
right, bye.